Come on, Amazing Grace. Come on, everybody, praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. People of God, say amen. Come on, great is our God, and he's greatly to be praised. Give God a great praise in this place. Come on, God is not an average God. He's not a mediocre God. He's a great God. If he was average, average praise would do. But God is great, so God desires great praise. Come on, bless him with all of your being. Bless him today. Come on, this is the first Sunday of this 2022nd year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Last year was a tough year. 2020 was a tough year. But the Lord has led us through 2020, 2021. And now here we are in 2022. Not by accident nor by coincidence, but by God's divine providence. Amen. Paul had it right in Acts chapter 17. Wherein he said, it is in the Lord Jesus Christ we live, move, and have our being. Amen. I'm alive because of the Lord. Amen. Come on, you ought to have a smile on your face. I'm alive because of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Deacon Lee would normally say, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. But we ought to do the best we can with the one we have. Listen, we're in a pandemic and we're doing the best we can to worship and praise the Lord. We have a lot of members out sick with COVID. But, you know, God's calling and God's business must continue. And we pray for those persons. And we pray for one another as we do the best we can to praise his holy name. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm doing the best I can to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm doing the best I can. A few weeks ago, I went to Mississippi after service for Dr. Boyd's 56th pastoral anniversary. And we were graced by the presence of Dr. Frankie Ray, and he said something so profound. He says, we believe that God is omniscient, And God in his omniscience, knowing all things, had put in the Bible Hebrews 10:25. God knew before he had penned in Hebrews 10:25 that we would be in a pandemic. But he still said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. So it's good for us to be here. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise again for blessing us, gracing us, and allowing us the privilege of being in this place. Amen. I'm expecting God to do some marvelous and major things in this 2022nd year. God has done great things in 2021. Last year we focused on abounding in Christ, that we are to live on top and not beneath. We are to abound. Amen. What God does for us, he doesn't do it averagely in our lives. God supernaturally blesses us. Amen. And whatever he has called us to, he supernaturally equips us to do it. Amen. We can't do it by our own strength, but we do it by the strength and power of God. Amen. This year, the theme is reaching up, reaching in, and reaching out. And we will start our preaching on today from Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. And we're focusing on reaching up, reaching up. If you would have found it, it would read this way: and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Look at someone, if you will, and say, reach up. Come on, look at another and say, reach up. Come on, help me shout at the virtual audience, reach up. Amen. That's what we want to talk about today, reaching up. Reaching up is a posture that denotes a desire to connect with God. I watched children, my very own children, and children would often reach up to their parents waiting or wanting to get their attention or to be picked up. It denotes a desire to be held, to be embraced. This reminds me of my own effort to reach up to God, desiring his attention, desiring God to pick me up, desiring God to embrace and hold me, especially in tough and trying times. My brothers and sisters, the backdrop of this particular text, the Israelites were taken captive for 70 years into Babylon. God had made a promise to Jeremiah that if the people would look toward Jerusalem and pray, that he would deliver them. But he also promised that he would deliver them after 70 years. God moved upon a pagan king by the name of Cyrus to fulfill his promise. God, he moved upon Cyrus's heart, and Cyrus made a decree that groups of exiles within the Persian Empire should return home and worship their own God. The return of the exile, return to Jerusalem, happened in three groups. The first group of exiles returned home to Jerusalem in 525 BC under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua, or Joshua, as they led them home to Jerusalem. Joshua first rebuilt the altar of the temple and celebrates the Feast of Tabernacle. The Feast of Tabernacle is a feast to celebrate God for returning the people of God out of strange land, foreign lands. Oh, they celebrated. It was cedar brought in from Lebanon and from Tyre and Sidon to line the walls of the temple. But the work of God ceased under their leadership because the Samaritans threatened to overtake Jerusalem, causing the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cease rebuilding the temple. And the work did not resume until the sixth year of the reign of Darius. Ezra led a second group of exiles back to Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes' reign in 458 BC. He led the people to rebuild the altar and offered sacrifices on that. And around 444 BC, Nehemiah and Ezra made it to the city. Ezra, being his second time, made it to the city of Jerusalem. And they aroused the people that were there for the necessity of repopulating the city and rebuilding its walls. The city of Jerusalem was dispirited and defenseless against their enemies. And Nehemiah led in the rebuilding of the city walls in 52 days. As great as that was, there was a greater need of the Israelites. The Israelites were restored to social safety, but they still lacked spiritual restoration with God. And God moved upon the heart of Ezra, and Ezra, over a period of time, led the people of God to spiritual renewal. Ezra chapter 8 verse 1 says, on the first day of the seventh month, the people gathered themselves together as one man into the court that was before the water gate, and they spoke unto Ezra the scribe. What intrigues me about this, it wasn't Ezra that said, I'm going to read the word of God and gather the people. It was the people that said to Ezra, we want to hear from God. Oh, you talking about a blessed people, people who want to hear the voice of God, the word of God. It shouldn't be always that the preacher has to pump and prime and twist your arm and make you come into the house of God to hear the word of God. When you think about what God has done in your life and where God has brought you from, you ought to say sometimes, Pastor, is there a word from the Lord? Do I have anybody in here with that type of spirit, with that type of attitude, with that type of desire, who wants to hear a word from the Lord? Give us a word, give us a word, give us a word from God. And the text says that Ezra opened the book before the people on an elevated platform and read to them the word of God. Come here, get this. When we come into the house of God, everything prior to preaching is us reaching up to God. But listen, preaching is God reaching down to us. When we come into the house of God, when we stand in prayer, we are reaching up to God. When we praise his holy name, we are reaching up to God. When we open the word of God to hear the word of God, God is speaking and reaching down to us. He opened the book, standing on a raised platform, flanked by 13 Levites. He opened the book.
in the sight of all the people and read the law of Moses for several hours. Don't miss it. Not for a few minutes, but several hours. Matter of fact, the text says it was from morning to midday. He read for 6 or more hours. Opening the book is the first step to spiritual renewal. And I think I need to pause to say to us, we need a spiritual renewal. Our fellowship with God needs spiritual renewing. Our commitment to God needs spiritual renewing. Our respect for God needs spiritual renewing. Our faith in God needs spiritual renewing. Our worship needs spiritual renewing. Look at somebody and say, we need spiritual renewing. Ever stood before the people and opened the book, and the people stood up and receive the word of God. Their standing was both a combination of cultural response and reverence for God's word. One writer said they stood up as if to greet a royal visitor. In other words, as Ezra read the word of God, they were standing as if God himself was in their midst speaking to them. It is the word of God. It is not the word of man. It is the word of God. They stood to revere, to respect, to reverence the word of God. The word of God is exactly what it is, the word of God. It is not a word about God to man. It is the word of God to man. It is not the word of men, their opinion, their philosophy. It is the word of God to man. Paul helps us with it in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. He says, all scripture is given by the breath of God. It is given by the inspiration of God. It is inspired by God. In other words, God breathed upon man and man penned the word of God. It is not man's word. It is God's word. When they heard the word of God, they stood in response and respect of his word. New Bethlehem, if we are going to be a people reaching up, we need to readily and respectfully receive the word of God. Several things I see about reaching up in verse 6 that I want to divulge to you. First of all, Ezra reached up to God in prayer. Verse 6 says, Ezra blessed the Lord. He blessed the Lord. He blessed the Lord. The word bless in Hebrew is barak, which means to bend the knee, to praise, to pray to ask a blessing of. Prayer is a form of reaching up. Church, as we contemplate 2022, we need to reach up to God in prayer. 2021 has been a tough year, but listen, God is tougher than the year, and the way we made it in 2021 is the exact same way we are going to make it in 2022. We have to pray our way through. We need to reach up to God in prayer. Prayer is an acknowledgement unto God that we need you. We can't make it without you. They prayed. They bent the knee and prayed. They reached up to God. If there would be spiritual renewing, we need to pray. Ezra prayed as he began to read the law of God. God was reaching down And Ezra was reaching up in prayer. And before we attempt to do anything for God, we need to reach up to God in prayer. Before we try to praise God, we need to reach up to God with prayer. Before we try to reach in for God, we need to reach up unto God for in prayer. Before we try to reach out and bring people into the fellowship, we need to reach up. They were praying, asking God for his blessings. Oh, we ought to do that before we do anything. That's why Solomon said in Proverbs 3, "Fire, trust in the Lord and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways, don't leave nothing out." Even the small thing that you count and consider insignificant, that you say you don't want to bother God about, you need to pray about it. You need to put everything in prayer before God, before you try to move upon it. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He'll give you counsel. He'll order your steps. He reached up. Before you move as a Christian, reach up. Before I preach, I have to reach up. But before you open your mouth saying something to somebody else, you need to reach up. He reached up. While God was reaching down, he reached up in prayer. I'm almost done. But not only did he reach up in prayer, the text says the people reached up with praise and worship. Verse 6 says, Ezra blessed the Lord. Again, the word bless means to render praise. So as Ezra gave thanks unto God, the people joined in and they praised God together. You know, that's how it ought to be when we come into the house of God. Oh, it ought to be the preacher, the pastor, and the people praising God. Listen, when we hear of the goodness of the Lord, we ought to all lose our minds together. When we think about where God has brought us from, we ought to all lose our minds together. When we think about how God has picked us up and turned us around, we ought to all lose our minds together in crazy praise for the Lord. Is there anybody in here who want to give God the praise he deserves? You know you are here only because the Lord has brought you. They praise God. And the people said while they were praising, amen, amen. In other words, they agreed with Ezra because God had done good to them. When they brought a thought about all that God had done, they began to praise God. And verse 6 says, all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. For brothers and sisters, you can have elevated hands, but a head or face to the ground. In other words, they didn't treat God as if he was their equal. They had major respect. They revered God. They didn't try to look at God eye to eye, but they lowered their heads, but lifted up their hands. and they gave God some praise. Is there anybody here who want to give God some praise? You need to drop your head, but raise your hands and tell God, thank you. God is to be praised, and God is to be worshipped. They gave God some praise, and I want to encourage you as you enter this 2022nd year. You don't need to sit like a knot on a log. You don't need to sit like a wooden knot. But you need to give God the praise, because God brought you through one of the most trying times of your life. He brought you through one of the most dangerous periods of your life. God brought you through something you thought you wouldn't make it out of. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for bringing us back home. Some of us were here last week, but 6 days makes a big difference. Satan has been busy all of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But God has been busy too, keeping us in the midst of that satanic period. And now we're in the house of the Lord, and we ought to give God praise. Thank God for Jesus. I got to go to my seat, and I thank God that he brought me, because if it had not been for Jesus, who was on my side, I wouldn't be here today. Jesus woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Jesus put sanity in my mind. Thank God for Jesus. He put clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. He put life in my body, and I'm in to tell him thank you. But most of all, I thank God for Jesus, because he saved my soul. He died for me. Is there anybody here can give God praise for Jesus dying on the cross? He died on the cross. Thank God that he died. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early Sunday morning he got out of the grave with all power in his hand. Let me ask you my question, and y'all don't fool me now. If you don't mean it, don't say nothing. But if you mean it, you ought to shout to the top of your voice, ain't he alright? I said, ain't he alright? Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord. We reach up as he's reaching down. He opened the book and he shared with them what thus said the Lord. And the people received respectfully the word of God. They stood and they repented, became sorrowful, and they were told to get up, eat and drink and be merry, for the joy of the Lord is their strength. He didn't say your joy is your strength. But when God takes joy in you, he strengthens you. Y'all missed it, didn't you? When you agree with God, God takes joy in you, and he strengthens you. What a picture. People wanting the man of God to share with them the word of God. This is not the case
not the picture everywhere. You have people who have abandoned the word of God. You have people with no appetite, no desire for the word of God. It is seen in attendance on Tuesday night Bible study, on Sunday morning worship service, that people are not desirous of the word of God like they ought be. But this people said to the man of God, to Ezra, bring out the book and read unto us the word. This is why they were not satisfied with their condition. They knew that there was more for them to receive. And the only way they could get it is by hearing from God. Listen, this is something that Oprah can't give you. This is something Dr. Phil can't give you. Psychiatrists, psychologists. This is something that people that live near you and with you can't give you. It is only in the word of God. When you come into the house of God, there ought to be a desire and a request. Pastor, give us the word. They heard it. And in response to God reaching down, they reached up in prayer. They reached up in worship in response to the word. Listen, the door of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here and you're not saved, the word of God is here staring you in the face to confront, convict, to convert you. God doesn't want you lost. He wants you saved. He wants you sealed. He wants you safe. And your soul is real. And as Dr. Walker would say, both the Lord and Satan is in soul business. And if your soul is not with the Lord, your soul is with the devil. But God came through his Son seeking to save the lost. Come today if you're not saved. And you can be saved by simply believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Secondly, if you're here and you need of a church home, and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem on your heart, this is a great Sunday, the first Sunday of 2022. Come, respond to the Spirit of God, because church membership is spiritual. Come. Come, join where you belong. Thirdly, if you're here and you need to be restored, come, he will restore you. You are his child, but your fellowship is off. In other words, you're not as close to him as you used to be. God wants to be close to you, and you should desire to be close to him. Come, be restored. Come. You can come by letter, Christian Experience, a candidate for baptism. Come. Come today. Come today. Come today. Come today. Everyone to your feet if you will. Come on, respond to the invitation. Don't be ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of him before men, he will be ashamed of you before his Father. Come on, receive him today. Come on, you have that succession of time. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. My God, come on, come on. Newness of life is in Christ. Come on. Wow. You have time. God bless your heart. Remain standing if you will. Does everyone have a couplet for communion? If you don't, please raise your hand. There's one there. Please raise your hand if you don't. Jesus and his disciples on their way into Jerusalem. Jesus ordered them to go prepare space where they could eat together, because he had desire to eat with them before he went and suffered on the cross. While they were in the upper room eating of the Passover meal, Jesus took bread and he lifted before his Father and blessed it. And then he gave to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take, eat in remembrance of me." After they supped together, Jesus took the cup. Only one cup there. And he raised it before his disciples and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you." Shed means that it wasn't an accident that Jesus was crucified on Calvary. It was the will of God. It was the intention of God to sacrifice his Son Jesus for us. He took and said, "New testament, new agreement, new covenant in my blood. Take, drink." Father, we thank you for this special time to respect and to revere the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on Calvary. Lord, thank you for his death. Thank you for the blood shed. Thank you for his burial and resurrection. Thank you, Father, for Christ being raised in us, that he walks with us and talks with us. He keeps us. He edifies and builds us. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, this worship experience. And now that you have brought us to a close in this service, but not in our worship for you. As we depart from this place, we pray and ask your presence and provision and power. Keep us, Lord, in your care as we go hither and thither. Give us your love and grace and peace
And Lord, allow the Spirit to commune with us as we go from this place. And Father, we pray that you keep us until we meet again, or until we reach, Lord, your divine presence, where there be no need for the sun to shine, for the face of Christ is the light thereof. Lord, keep us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen.
Better watch it, man.
What?
Happy New Year.